All right, Fast Friday. Ready to travel. Had a good week. Know they're a good team. They're playing well, and it's at their place. So we're excited to travel well and conduct ourselves like professionals on a business trip. Questions?
What have you seen out of Luani? What have you seen out of his game?
He's got great instincts, and he's a natural playmaker. So yeah, he's been chomping at the bit for an opportunity. If Carl doesn't end up being able to go, then he's excited to get his turn.
Guys like Harris has had a little bit of work too. McGill's been back there. So that between those guys is how you would fill in for Carl.
Yes, in some
manner.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we've got guys that are prepared, ready to go. Obviously you'd like to have your starter there. That's why he's a starter. But we're next man up outfit. That's how we'll proceed with it. And Shalom obviously is a young man that we're excited about. So he's looking forward to getting a little more action than he's had.
Are you able to see the video of Marshawn stiff arm kids from Oakland Tech?
I saw a couple of shots of the video. I'm concentrating on Buffalo.
Sean Smith's snap count's kind of gone up and down, but he's been kind of brought into the rotation when guys have gotten hurt. How do you think that he has responded kind of coming into games against Denver than last week?
What did you mention?
Sean Smith.
Sean?
Yeah.
It's never easy for a guy. I think he's handling it professionally in terms of being prepared and being ready to help his team when he's being called on. So. We're gonna play the best combinations of people that we think can help us win, and I'd love for him to get it going and finish this year strong. Where he's had some struggles, we felt the need to play some other guys.
Justin Ellis has been pretty involved defensively. Snap counts are up, and looks like he's playing the run defense well. Where do you think he's made some improvements, maybe over the past? How's he doing?
Well, I think he's maturing. He had a really good offseason.
Yeah.
He came back in better shape than he has. His weight has not been an issue all year. It's been zero of an issue. So I think he has taken a step forward in terms of maturing. And as a result, his play has taken a step forward in terms of his dependability and his performance on Sundays. So it's really, it's great to see your players develop. And he's developing, and he's playing better than he has, and I think it's all a tribute to the dedication that he showed during the offseason preparing for this year.
Obi finished his second practice week with you guys. What has he shown during these 2 weeks?
He's shown that he needs some work. A young guy, regardless of how talented they are, misses as much time as he has practicing. He's going to be rusty, but we've had a couple of good weeks to work him in and get him some looks and prepare him, and he's physically ready to go, and mentally and as far as getting the conditioning, the game conditioning, all that kind of stuff, that will have to come, but it's good to see him running around. It'll be good when we actually get him back and in the fold.
Special teams, that where a guy like him, as young as he is, has missed so much time.
Special teams, defense, whatever he's called on, we have obviously had a big role for him prior to his injury, and we can't just put that big role back on him right away. I think we'll have to work him into it, but that's strategy kind of stuff. But we'll be excited to get him back involved.
Thank you.